Ian Schultz. So Hank Williams Jr. was a guest on Fox and Friends, where he remarked that last summer's golf game between President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner was one of the biggest political mistakes ever. And he added, it would be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu. Now, I have no idea what that even means, and the host apparently didn't either. Williams expanded, I'm glad you don't, brother, because a lot of people do. They're the enemy, Obama and Biden. Are you kidding? The Three Stooges. Now, who knows how much further the bizarre analogies might have been thrown, might have even have learned the name of the third stooge, but more than this is not known. Now, I did not know this, but a song by Hank Jr., Are You Ready?, has been used for the past 20 years or so to open Monday Night Football on ESPN. But not that Monday. ESPN, according to a statement, was extremely disappointed with his comments and as a result decided to pull the open from tonight's telecast. Whether this was a one-time shunning or a lifetime ban, I have no idea. Williams issued a statement in which he said, some of us have strong opinions and are often misunderstood. I was simply trying to explain how stupid it seemed to me, how ludicrous that pairing was. They're polar opposites and it made no sense. They don't see eye to eye and never will. And he later apologized as well. It's unclear from his remarks if Obama was Hitler or Boehner, but still, Obama was how it was taken. And of course, it's ludicrous to compare Obama to Hitler. Obama listens to his generals, for one thing. He never annexed the Sudetenland, and I believe has gone on record that the Holocaust was a bad thing. But here's my question. If you're trying to disparage a politician you hate, why is Hitler always the go-to guy for comparison? You're trying to point out that polar opposites shouldn't play golf together or something. Surely there are personages less culturally and historically fraught. Why not say Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote? Sherlock Holmes and Moriarty, Grant and Lee, God and Satan, India and Pakistan, Batman and Joker, Nixon and anybody in his list, Darth Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi, Tweety and Sylvester, Goldfinger and James Bond. Oh, wait, they did play golf together, didn't they? We don't know how that turned out. Hello? Fort Knox robbed of its gold? Defenestration to high altitudes? Maybe it's better just to keep your mouth shut. Just saying. I gotta go.